Welcome to the Mind Health Coach Program with Leah Marie here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. You can learn more about Leah's coaching services at mindhealthcoach.com. Thank you for joining us today as we journey into the discovery of natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today.
Welcome to the Mind Health Coach Program. I'm Leah Marie, your host. You're listening to a Dream Vision 7 Radio Network broadcast here at 1510 AM WMEX Radio Boston. And this show is heard every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can also tune into the show on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And to learn more and for a full station broadcast schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com. So tonight I'm here with a good friend and creativity expert, Stephanie Gunning. She's been on the show before. Hi, Stephanie. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Happy holidays, everybody.
Yeah, happy holidays to you. It's been quite an interesting holiday season around here since our weather in New England area is pretty much like it is in September, October. So we're heading into January, and it feels like it's early fall. It's been bizarre. Green grass and that sort of thing around. The trees are really confused.
Well, I'm not a prophet, but I predict we'll get some snow soon.
Yeah.
It's
kind of like feeling like
it's a season that feels like a big transition, doesn't it?
Yeah.
At least that's, I feel like I'm undergoing an evolution and the world is undergoing an evolution, and here comes New Year's. And, you know, did you ever read any of Rupert Sheldrake's books about morphogenic fields?
No, I haven't.
Well, he's a physicist who has an unconventional theory that there are these kind of bubbles that almost of like, you know, physically changing reality, where when there's a shared experience or repeated experience, like people praying in a church for, you know, a couple hundred years or whatever, that you create a more stable kind of a field for something. I think this is probably why intentionality works so well, right? So,
So
if you put a lot of your heart, you know, so when everybody agrees that change is happening, change happens, right? So
right.
We all agree that New Year's Day is something new. So it is something new.
Right.
We all behave as if it's something new. We make choices as if it's something new. And therefore, it is something new.
Right. So in this particular show, you and I discussed how, you know, when you're going through the year, there's so many things you're clinging on to, trying to achieve. And it just feels like there's some things lingering, and we were going to talk about emotional closure for 2014 and making room for the new energies that are coming for 2015. So what were some of your ideas, Stephanie? You had some great ideas you were sharing.
Well, all I know is that I don't want to move forward in my life with regrets. I don't want to have another year when I'm beating myself up about the same old project that didn't get done, or some trip I wanted to take, or just trying to go back mentally and emotionally and somehow inside my skull, you know, trying to change a conversation that happened long ago. You know, I want to let all that stuff go. I want to start the year with a clean slate. And So I've been spending the last couple of days since I got home from my Christmas with my relatives just kind of really, like, moving very deliberately through my life, eating clean, green foods, you know, drinking a lot of water, you know, trying to get that sugar and toxicity out of my body.
Right, right.
And my omega-3s and, you know, my probiotics in and, you know, work on my brain health some by meditating,
mm-hmm.
Going to the gym. And I was telling you just before the broadcast how much I'm loving stretching these days. Just that, you know, getting into my body, you know, and not pushing so hard, you know.
Yeah, sometimes we forget how good it feels to release the energy by stretching. And, you know, I was able to go to Kripalu, the retreat center, earlier last week, and I did a few yoga classes, and it just felt amazing. And I haven't been doing much yoga, and it's like, I've made a plan for 2015 that I'm definitely going to incorporate that at least 3 to 4 times a week into my schedule, because it just opens up energy flow through your body, and it feels amazing, and it rejuvenates you too. So I'm really going to be investing in that in 2015 in my journey.
Have you ever had the experience where you're moving in yoga and all of a sudden some emotions release?
Yes, and I have. And I've seen other people, you know, at Kripalu, they have boxes of tissues out, actually, in case that does occur. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of, I just found out the name for that. It's somato emotional releasing, which means in the body, you know, emotional releasing that's locked in the muscles. I have that quite a lot because I've been leading I've been sitting a lot. I want to say sedentary, and that's exactly the right word. It means sitting a lot. I sit in front of my desk to work really hard and write, and, you know, my eyes get tired, and then I lean into the computer, and then my neck hurts, and then my back hurts, and then, you know, my legs feel shorter, and then I stand up and I go, oh my God, what is happening?
Right.
So when I begin to stretch, you know, I really feel sad. And it's almost like I've had to shove that feeling down because I've been trying to be so productive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so now I'm just letting it up. And what I'm actually doing, and I don't know if you've ever done this, years ago I worked on a book called The Sedona Method, written by Hale Dwoskin, and it's very simple letting go technique. Basically, you just welcome what is, right? And then you just don't add any story if you can avoid it, right? And if you do add story, then you don't add resistance to the story. You just let that be, right?
Right.
You welcome
that
too. So, and if you do have resistance, you welcome your resistance. It's like whatever the next thing is, you just welcome it. And then things start to move. So when I get sad, instead of saying, and here's the reason why, I just go, oh, there's a sensation. What if I let go of the word sad and just had the sensation? What would that be like? Oh, that's a slightly burning in my knee or whatever. And then all of a sudden, it just, you know, it's gone, you know. It's and I find that I feel lighter and lighter and lighter as I do that.
Yeah, I think that's really a great way to handle those emotional elements that come in, and we try to stereotype or put a name tag on it. And if you just kind of recognize the emotion and what it's doing within, and then just let it go, you know, you're not attaching yourself to it. You're not owning it so much. You're just kind of letting it flow out of you. You're just, you know, acknowledging and letting it go. Am I right in that that's kind of where you're coming from? Or
absolutely. I mean, for me, it's putting aside the story, right? Because I've found that And I've lived enough years to have the experience of planning at New Year's.
Yeah.
And then seeing, you know, as they say, you know, we make plans and God laughs, right?
Right, right.
But I make plans
way.
And I laugh about them, too, because my priorities are so changeable. Mm-hmm. And it's only when I try to make it kind of rigidly adhere to some kind of controlled schedule that, you know, that I really feel upset when things shift, because, in fact, when I'm controlling things, sometimes I slow things down. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I actually am a great manifester, and when I get out of my own way, if I say, hey, I want to, you know, insert, you know, your thing into the blank. Hey, I want to get a new client, or hey, I want to, you know, go to the museum today. It's like all I literally have to do sometimes is just decide and then do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's done. It's like it's there. It's instantaneous, and you know, and so then it's I'm almost playing catch up because the universe is so generous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
creates a whole new set of, you know, issues.
Right, right.
That kind of that happens because I'm not attached as much as I once was to, you know, the plans that sort of, you know, passed, you know, a month ago.
Right. So do you set your goals and just kind of embrace how those goals are met, you know, the path that it takes you to the goal, and just embrace that? Is that how that works?
Yeah, I set goals and then I execute. Because I've found that my mind will provide me the solution I need. So, for instance, I think this happened in a conversation with you a couple of days ago. You mentioned that you had been to Kripalu, and all of a sudden I thought of somebody that I knew 5 years ago who taught at Kripalu, and so I emailed her immediately, and now we're going to talk tomorrow.
Right,
and
right,
there was kind of a great idea that came out of that between her and me, and I'm very excited that I'm going to have this conversation. So I feel very alive and nurtured by that. You know, that she was so open to me was great. And that happens a lot. You know, a person will pop in, and I'll think, wow, you know, and then, you know, there's somebody else I've been meaning to call since September. I have this little note next to my desk, and it says her name and her phone number. And every day I look at it and I go, I really need to phone that person. So I think maybe I'll phone her tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So I can be done, so that I can have that experience before I move forward, you know, because
right.
that feels stuck.
Yes.
You know, and the question I always ask myself is, what was that? What was that thing? Why did I want it and then not want it enough?
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. And if you let yourself have what comes to you as it comes up, the more current you can stay with what is, the more space you have, because you're not investing all your energy to either regretting not having acted or wondering, you know, what will happen.
You're very present and embracing the moment.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So do you have any particular rituals you normally do at New Year's?
Well, you know, I feel that it's it is a great time to set intentions, and but I'm basically doing things all year long to make sure that negative emotional energy is not becoming part of the experience. And it's so easy to get caught into that, you know, no matter who we are, how spiritual we are. Negativity is part of the human experience, so but, you know, most of the time, every couple weeks I have to do a flushing, so to speak, of what I feel is overcoming the positives in my life. And just meditation is really key for me. If I feel like, you know, I want to hone in and set intentions for a particular issue or challenge or, you know, a goal, then I'll take a significant amount of time. I actually prepare, you know, the space with my smudge. I'll, you know, get my crystals out, and I'll really put energy into it, and I'll set the intention through my prayer to divine while in a meditative state. But I make it so that it is an experience, so that it's meaningful to me, and I can think about it often and be, okay, so be it. It is done, you know? And that's kind of how I set intentions and move through different things that
I'm trying
to.
Are you saying that because you do it kind of ceremonially, it's more real to you?
Yes.
I like that. I kind of use ritual for the same reason. I mean, I've done so many different types of rituals in my life, but I really like at New Year's doing like a burning bowl type of thing.
Yeah.
Where you actually, you set an intention, or you actually, first you release, you know, you release the things that you're, you know, let's say you ended a relationship, you could put the person's name in, or, you know, just some problem you had or whatever, and then you set intentions for what's to come, and then you just burn them. And basically, the burning almost transmutes it into spiritual energy, right?
Right.
Doing the opposite. It's like creating some kind of alchemy, you know, from the tangible to the intangible, right? And that kind of feels decisive to me as well, because, you know, once you've written it on paper, it's decided, it's done. And once it's burned, it's really done. It's almost, it reminds me of like the Hindu, you know, the Hindu cycle of life, the creator, the destroyer, you know, it's ongoing, right? Like the seasons, you know. One always follows the other. Birth, death, you know?
Right.
And they're the same, right?
Right. Exactly.
Because for something new to be there, something old has to die, right?
Right.
And we're just really choosing to mark it on, you know, with a decision of some kind.
Yeah. And I think it's so important that you take these moments for yourself, because it's really, like, quite often we're rushing through the day, we're doing what we have to get done, and we're not really clear thinking on what needs to be taken care of on other levels, what goals need to be set, what negative energies need to be released. So I think that making the space just to do those types of ceremonial experiences, it's saying a clear answer to the universe of, yes, I care, and I'm ready for new. You know, I'm ready to transmute, I'm ready to grow, and that time for communication is so important. We kind of, in our society especially, we're just so overrun with details and phones ringing and email, and you need to shut it all down and just kind of tap into that higher self and your guidance from the other side, you know? And that's where I'm at with my experience. And I found that it's just so meaningful to me. Those moments are really hugely meaningful to me, and I remember them. You know, I truly do remember and honor those experiences in my journey. So,
I liked what you said about, you know, when we take the time and we're not just rushing through our day. I know that if I'm upset, let's say, because something isn't going the way I want it to go, or somebody's angry at me, or I'm angry at somebody, sometimes just taking a beat, or like two beats, a couple minutes, to just breathe, to just stop everything, just breathe, and remember who I am. I know this is true of everyone inside. You're a good person, you know, to remember that you're a good person and what are your noblest intentions, you know, how can you, you know, what is it that you are not accepting about yourself in that moment that if you could just accept it, you could go forward, you know, authentically in peace, you know.
Right.
And sometimes it could be, I'm really upset. You know,
yeah.
It might not be a pretty thing, you know. Or it could be, you know, I feel really vulnerable. If you don't want to feel vulnerable, that can sometimes be a hard thing to admit to yourself,
mm-hmm.
you know. But when you just connect to your body and you breathe, you can kind of remember your essence.
Right.
And in that moment, remind yourself of what it is you want to create.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to be taking a short break, and we'll be back. You can feel free to call in if you have any questions about the emotional closure on 2014, and you want advice from Stephanie or myself, 617-237-1234.
Are you looking for the keys to unlock the doors to excellent health, happiness, positive life experiences, success at work, wonderful relationships, and inner peace? You may think you won't ever find all of those keys that'll finally unlock the doors for good, but I can assure you that they're waiting to be discovered within you. The Mind Health Coach Program helps you journey within and open those doors that are blocking your way to a beautifully balanced life. We help you find the most natural and healthy holistic practices that work best for you and your lifestyle. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. A beautiful life is waiting to be discovered within you today. To learn more about our program, visit mindhealthcoach.com.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Saturdays 2 to 3 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Saturday 2 to 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join us every second Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
The Dream Vision 7 Radio Network presents Kids for Love. Join Deborah Beauvais and her young co-hosts and celebrate kids making a difference. We invite other kids to join in for spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start your own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others. Callers into the show are in a drawing. It's every first Saturday at 2 p.m.
J.T. Lewis is the big brother of Jesse Lewis, who died in Sandy Hook Elementary on December 14, 2012, while saving the lives of nine of his classmates. J.T. found comfort after Rwandan orphan genocide survivors reached out to him from their country to express their condolences and share their personal stories of tragedy and healing. Inspired by the love that was shown to him, JT started Newtown Helps Africa, a nonprofit organization that helps young people in Africa and beyond who've suffered personal tragedy and have shown resilience. He successfully sent one young Rwandan woman to college for 4 years and plans to do much more, all the while inspiring many young people around the world to turn hardship into an opportunity to make the world a better place. Link on to NewtownHelpsRwanda.org.
Welcome back to the Mind Health Coach Program. I'm Leah Marie, your host, and you're listening to a live Dream Vision 7 radio network broadcast here at 1510 AM WMEX Radio Boston. The show is heard every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can also tune in to the show on Dream Vision 7 radio network every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And to learn more for a full station broadcast schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com. And I have author and creativity expert Stephanie Gunning on the line with me tonight. We are actually going to be rolling out a webinar in the upcoming year. It's probably going to be coming out the end of January. And it's going to be addressing a topic that's near and dear to my heart, and I know it is for you too, Stephanie, but we're going to be looking at aromatherapy for dementia. And so the webinar is really going to focus in on, you know, how that is effective for those that are caring for the people with Alzheimer's or other dementias, as well as the care of those particular people too, how to help them cope with the disease process that they're going through. But if you want more information on the webinar, I highly recommend, it's a great opportunity to go to my website, mindhealthcoach.com, and enter in the contact page your email, and we will notify you when this webinar is going to take place. And by doing that, I'm offering a free, well, it's actually a gift of the gratitude meditation. I played it last month, and that will be going on until, that promotion will be going on until January 25th, 2015. So if you enter in your email and request additional information about the webinar, we will also send out the gratitude meditation in an MP3 format. So hopefully, this is going to reach those people that are really struggling and need some direction, natural remedies to cope with dementia. We've got that, and a lot of great information is going to be rolled out in the webinar. So
I know in my family we've had Alzheimer's for a couple of generations, and my grandfather had it, and it made me so sad to watch him kind of fade. He was a very prominent attorney, and now both my parents are getting older, and I notice, you know, some memory issues, and I'm getting older, and I notice my own memory issues. So I have been fascinated to learn from you all about meditation and how it can really help, you know, keep our mind sharp and also help us manage our moods. So the combination of the aromatherapy and the meditation work, ooh, it is so powerful. Leah. I can't wait to do that webinar with you. I really encourage everybody to go and sign up to Leah's mailing list, because I've also experienced her gratitude meditation, and it's beautiful. So that's a great gift. Thank you very much, Leah.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. And, you know, I work in the field of geriatric care myself, and, you know, working specifically with a lot of folks that are caring for people with dementia and Alzheimer's. And, you know, you mentioned that your family is personally affected. Mine was also, I had a grandfather pass in the 80s from Alzheimer's, and it was really difficult for our family, very, very traumatic. And I work with a lot of families, and I hear the, you know, traumatic effects it has on their emotions and, you know, how they're coping with it, how they're viewing their loved ones and how they are seeing them slip away. And it's not an easy process. So 1 in 2 people over 85 have Alzheimer's. That's just statistics from the Alzheimer's Association. 1 in 2 people over 85 have it. So that's, you know, it's an epidemic, and it's not normal. This is not a normal part of the aging process, and we really have to take a closer look at what we're doing with our brains and our bodies that is making this number be so high. So I've actually been, you know, disclosing a lot of research information. You can find that on my blog page of the website, too, regarding yoga, meditation, and, you know, using different essential oils to combat that. So I'm really excited about this, Stephanie. I really am, to be working with you on this project.
I love it. Well, so interestingly, one of my intentions for the new year is really to serve more people with the information that I have access to through the books that I work on and the experts that I know. And another intention of mine is really to move with ease through my days. I feel that life should be more pleasurable, and I mean that almost like sensation-wise. I feel like my body should hurt less, and my mind shouldn't feel, you know, tired at the end of the day. I should feel sharp. So I'm really wanting to pay careful attention to my health and my brain health. And, you know, my emotional health factors into that. So isn't that interesting how we're going to start out the year, you know, already realizing that intention, right?
Right. Right, absolutely.
It's great to have the opportunity to say that out loud, you know, as a reminder, and to kind of to create something every day that is a reminder of that, and then to acknowledge it, you know. That self-acknowledgement when you're on purpose and on your intention and doing what you've dedicated yourself to doing, is one of the reinforcing factors that you can create, you know, that you can install in your life that helps you to create more vibrantly and effectively.
I love that. That's great. Now, with that being said, what are some other areas that you would recommend to look at, or techniques, I guess, that you would recommend to look at to both stay in that positive mindset and keep on that flowing thought process? What are some techniques that you know about to help with that?
Honestly, for me, writing things down is very powerful. I am a writer, and when I write intentions, I usually write them by hand. But then if I have one intention that's really majorly important to me, I print it in as big letters as will fit on an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, and I, you know, tape it above my desk where I can see it every day. And, you know, it might just say something like, be bold, or, you know who to trust, or, you know, get out of your comfort zone, or, you know,
So you're writing reminders to yourself as well, you know, to keep
Well, I look at them
going.
And I kind of go, yeah, 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 because it's stuff I know.
Right.
I'm also a huge fan of getting help. For years, I tried to muscle through everything by myself, and now, at the slightest aggravation, I pick up the phone and I get someone to help me. Problem with nutritionist, you know,
right.
Psychology, surgery, whatever. I'm calling whoever, you know, is going to help me the quickest.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was having this conversation with one of my spiritual advisors about a month ago because I was struggling with an issue in my business. And she helped me to realize that I was doing a lot of things because I was committed, above all else, to remaining safe. And that was limiting me. And it was also making me afraid all the time, afraid that I wouldn't be safe in whatever that meant in a given situation. And so I have absolutely transformed that program in my life, and now my life is about freedom. So when I feel jammed up, and it's really a practice, when I get jammed up, I say, you know, am I trying to be safe or am I trying to be free?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I really, just that, you know, creating a little reminder for yourself, a mnemonic device, let's say, that can flip you, you know, like turning on the light switch, right? And then
like
I go, you know, if I was totally free, what would I do right now? And then I do it.
Right. That's almost like a check-in, like almost like a self-testing mechanism. You know, am I free or am I safe? Where am I operating from? All right, well, we're going to take another break. Anyone who would like to call in and get advice on any situations they want closure on, give us a call, 617-237-1234. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Join the Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Come explore with us natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today. Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. The goal of the Jesse Lewis Choose Love Foundation is to cultivate a more peaceful world by creating awareness that we can choose love. By providing tools for our children and communities, we can enable them to develop a healthy level of optimism that leads to resilience. Our mission is to give people the understanding that they can choose love by living a life with gratitude, having the ability to forgive, and to be compassionate. This is a proactive effort towards mental health that'll provide children and adults with the perspective and wisdom they need to be able to navigate through life in a happy, fulfilled, and meaningful way. Our website is jessielewischooselove.org.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Are you looking for the keys to unlock the doors to excellent health, happiness, positive life experiences, success at work, wonderful relationships, and inner peace? You may think you won't ever find all of those keys that'll finally unlock the doors for good, but I can assure you that they're waiting to be discovered within you. The Mind Health Coach Program helps you journey within and open those doors that are blocking your way to a beautifully balanced life. We help you find the most natural and healthy holistic practices that work best for you and your lifestyle. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. A beautiful life is waiting to be discovered within you today. To learn more about our program, visit mindhealthcoach.com.
Invite the Kids for Love Project, an enrichment program, into your school, classroom, or wellness center. Kids for Love Project is focused on teaching kids unconditional love for self and others. The project is a journey into self-discovery. It consists of fun, creative tools to learn self-love, like I choose love, I am love, I stand in love, and utilizing one's energies with reconnective healing and tuning into one's intuition for inner guidance, plus connecting to our natural surroundings. Kids who hold love for self do not bully or harm others. Let's cultivate a kinder world that holds compassion for all. Teaching the power of love to our kids is the way. To learn more or to bring Kids for Love Project to your school, contact Deborah Beauvais, 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to our Kids for Love Project on Facebook.
Join us on Creating a Spirited Life with Janet Kesenick the third Sunday of every month at 8 p.m. We'll explore the day-to-day moments that puzzle, enlighten, and bring us into deeper connection with our best selves. Find meaning, purpose, and humor while creating a spirited life. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Mind Health Coach Program. I'm Leah Marie, your host. And you're listening to a live Dream Vision 7 Radio Network broadcast here at 1510 AM WMEX Radio Boston. And this show is heard every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can also tune into my show on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And before we went to break, I had mentioned the offering, the gratitude meditation that I will send out via MP3 for those of you that are interested in signing up for our webinar. It's actually happening in mid-January. So if you want the details on that, just go to mindhealthcoach.com and enter your contact information into the contact page, your email, and we'll shoot you out the webinar date along with the gratitude meditation. And the focus of the webinar will be aromatherapy for dementia, and it's really a huge topic for a lot of us that have family members or just know folks that have dementia, and those that are caring for those that have dementia as well. And so we're going to be, you know, addressing that and really showing some great techniques during that webinar. So welcome back, Stephanie Dunning. She's on the line with me too. Stephanie, you and I, while we were at break, you were going to share some stories with us.
Oh yeah, so this is just a hysterical thing I did with my family while I was up visiting them in Boston. We usually do a lot of sitting around, and this year my brother had the brilliant idea that we should all go out to one of those Japanese restaurants where they do the chopping of the food in front of you. So we had this chef who was like, you know, chopping vegetables and meat and flipping them into our mouths. And
yeah.
And then he gets out this squirt bottle of sake. And he's chanting, sake, sake. And he's squirting it into all our mouths. And it was just so funny because, you know, my demure little family, you know, is like chanting.
It
reminded me of some like college frat party.
right.
But it was very good, and we all laughed, and it really lightened the mood, you know.
Yeah. I love those places. They're great.
Yeah, it's very 1970s for me, you know.
Yeah.
Benihana's in New York or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So. Would it be okay with you if I offer a little exercise that people could do to kind of, you know, bring closure to their year?
Oh, I think that is totally okay with me. I love it. Please do.
So, you know, this is really not that complicated. Like, imagine that your life is like a pie. It can be apple pie. It can be blueberry pie. It doesn't matter what kind of pie it is. But let's say it's got, you know, segments, like pieces of pie, like, I don't know if six is enough. You're the one who knows how many categories there are in your life that are meaningful to you. But let's say one of your categories is friendship. One of your categories is family. One is your health. One is your finances. One is your career. One is, it could be travel. You know, one is, you know, your environment, you know, your home, your neighborhood, whatever. So let's say you have all those pieces of pie. So what I actually recommend doing is taking them one at a time and then going backwards in time through the months of the year. So there's 12 steps for every piece of pie. And just think about what happened in, you know, for, so let's say we're thinking about career. Like, just look over, you know, what's been happening in the last month and, you know, what was positive and what was negative. You know, a lot of our stress is subjective. But if you can get really, really specific with yourself, I think this works better. Because what you kind of need to do as you go backwards through the year is forgive what you perceive as negative. Take a look at those things and ask yourself, you know, reflect on them a little bit and just ask yourself, was there something that I learned from this? Was there something that I could take from this moving forward that I could do a little bit better? You know, and then, you know, work your way back through the months, November, October, September, August, et cetera, all the way back to last January. And when you get there, you may have observed a kind of a pattern. And, you know, also be looking at what you did right. You know, wow, you know, I really handled that beautifully. I handled that so much more effectively than I handled something similar in July. Could I do more of that? Could I create some kind of policy or rule for, you know, guideline for myself that, you know, so for, I'll give you an example, and maybe you can think of one too. So I tend to do things very, very quickly. So if I actually respond quickly, sometimes the person who's actually reached out to me has already second-guessed themselves by the time I've responded to the first thing. And then we get into this kind of weird back-and-forth situation where I'm responding so quickly and they're second-guessing themselves over and over and over and over. And it drives me crazy. So I kind of figured it out that I just operate at, like, warp speed to the rest of humanity. So my guideline is, you know, when people ask me a question, to wait before I answer it.
Okay, yeah.
You know, unless it's, like, on the spot, they need an answer. Just to let them see if they can come up with it themselves, you know, to go to the next level. Can you think of any patterns, Leah, that... you know, you would do something you would do more of or something you would do less of?
Yeah. Well, I definitely will be saying that I need to be more organized, and I have to have guidelines of, because I tend to procrastinate. That's one of my problems that I find in my life. I leave everything to the last minute, and it's really... It's just, it doesn't feel good. And I've noticed that, I think I've shared with you, Stephanie, I have Lyme disease. And so I've noticed it more prevalent, even more procrastination going on since I've had the Lyme disease going on. And I really want to get a grip on that for 2015. So it's definitely...
I'm not sure if that's, it may emerge as procrastination, but there's probably a root there which is actually quite beneficial to you, right? You're probably seeking more rest or something.
Yeah, yes, I tend to do that, and I'm like, I'll work better under pressure if I wait, you know, and get it done on that day versus doing it ahead of time. But it's not really, like, I notice it drawing more energy from me, so just because it's on the back burner in my mind, you know?
So what you know is that you want to have, so could you remove that old procrastination program and let that go and leave that story in the past?
Mm-hmm.
You know, by the way, I used to think I was a procrastinator, and then I changed my word. My word is overscheduled.
Oh.
I sometimes was cross-scheduling myself to do things.
Yeah.
I was somehow deluded into thinking there were 28 hours in a day, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point.
So
yeah.
The minute I said, oh, I'm just overscheduled, I didn't feel bad anymore.
Yes.
But when you say the word procrastinate, it's like the word lazy. It's very derogatory, yes. Right?
Right, right.
So unless you like calling yourself names, which nobody really does, I would change your word.
Right, okay.
Right? So you know.
Lesson taken.
Right, exactly. So you have to look for stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
And give yourself healing over these issues, right? Because you're just human, so you're learning how to do it better.
Right.
You know, and it doesn't make you a bad person. Remember, you're a good person. I already said that, right?
Yes.
If you were totally free, I'm going to lend you my word. If you were totally free to do your life any way you wanted, would you organize it differently?
Huh. Well, I think so, yes.
So the trick is to get extremely specific about what that looks like in actual behavior.
Okay.
And then commit to that, to the behavior you want.
Mm-hmm.
And with people who wrestle with time and tasks, I say take out your calendar and pick the precise moment when you'll do something. And, you know, there's this hysterical, it's the book is great, the title is hysterical. It's by a guy named Brian Tracy, who's a very famous business coach, and his book is called Eat That Frog.
Oh, wow.
And the frog is the ugly thing you don't want to do. And he says, eat the frog first.
Yeah, okay.
Because then the rest is just like, you know, not frogs.
Right. Stephanie, we've got to wrap it up. So do you want to let the listeners know about where they can find out more information about you?
Well, you can go to my website, stephaniegunning.com, and find out some stuff there. Or a great place to follow me is on Facebook or Twitter.
Great.
On Twitter, I'm Audacious Editor.
Okay. I'm so glad that you came on tonight. You really have such a wealth of knowledge, and I think it's just really good to have you speak as frequently as I can. I really love the energy you bring to the world through this radio show. I've had you on, I think, twice or three times now, and I really appreciate your valuable insight. And I'm looking forward to working on that webinar with you coming up mid-January. So just once again, I want to mention, visit mindhealthcoach.com and enter in your email to the contact page. You'll get the free meditation, the gratitude meditation, as well as the date for the webinar and all the details. Thank you so much, and I wish you all a happy new year, and I hope you all can release and emotionally close on those topics that you need to, and open up the space for beautiful new energy. Thanks so much. Love and light.
Thank you for tuning in to The Mind Health Coach with your host, Leah Marie. Come join us next time as we journey into the discovery of natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. Mind Health Coach is a Dream Vision 7 radio network broadcast, heard every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. To learn more about us, visit mindhealthcoach.com.